Hi guys, good morning again and welcome to Money Wise Tips by Lore Chinisho. So again, ang discuss natin ngayon is about the two types of debt. So I think if Robert Kiyosaki, no, in his book Rich Dad Poor Dad, so he defined no, basically the two types of debt. Okay, so the bad debt and the good debt. So ano ba yung bad debt, no? So yung bad debt, sabi niya, or yung bad na utang or loan, no? So, ibig sabihin daw noon, ito yung mga utang na naglalabas ng pera sa atin or may mga kaakibat expenses or yung mga binibili natin ng mga bagay na nadidepreciate ang value. So, ito yung mga bad debts. Okay? So, for example, of course, gadgets, cellphones, no, laptops, no, primarily these things na depreciates in value. At the same time, of course, a laptop could be a good debt if you're online entrepreneur, no? If you're using it to earn online, no? But it's gonna be bad debt, okay? If pang-nood lang, pang-forma, no? So, actually, yun yung debate dyan, no? So, mamaya, discuss pa natin. So, the other debt naman is the good debt. So, ibig sabihin, ito yung mga utang daw na nagbibigay sa'yo ng income, no? Yung binili mo, nag-appreciate ng value like let's say investments, no, business loans, no, so these are good debts daw, or isa sabi nila yung bahay, no, sabi nila, but ang argument dyan, no, you can classify a thing, no, if it's good debt or bad debt, no, depending on their use or paano mo siya gagamitin. Let's say for example, ang kotse ba, is it a good debt or a bad debt? Okay. So, iba sabihin sa inyo, bad debt yan. Iba, good debt. Pero, syempre, depende. Diba? Kung, kanyari, gagawin mo siyang car service or sa, for grab siya, it could be a good debt. Kasi nga, it will bring income for you. On the other hand, kung gagamitin mo lang siya, yung kotse, pang forma, no, pang talagang gusto mo lang, it could be a bad debt since it will take away money from you kasi may mga maintenance yan, no? May mga yung gagastos ka ng mga gasolina, no, oil, no, so it could be a bad debt for you. Okay, so basically depende yan talaga kung anong purpose mo siya gagamitin, bakit mo siya inutang. But let me end with this, no, hindi ibig sabihin ng good debt puro good debt ka na, kukuha ka ng maraming good debt, mag-abil ka ng maraming good debt. So you have to manage your debts or your loans, okay? So kahit na good debts yan or investment debts, investment loans, business loans, you have to manage them properly kasi may interest pa rin yan. It could somehow work against you kasi baka mamaya hindi mo bayaran kahit na business or investment loan yan, no? So iba nagtatanong, should I loan to invest in stocks or mutual funds? So I wouldn't agree with that, especially if paano pag bumaksak yung stocks tapos magbabayad ka pa ng loan tapos may interest pa yon. So it could be a double-edged sword, talagang double whammy for you. Okay, so I wouldn't encourage you to invest tapos invest mo sa stocks or sa mutual funds. On the other hand, kung business loans naman, pwede rin. Kung talagang you believe on your product, you believe in your business, kung may, especially if you're if it's already existing and already giving you cash flow, so you can take business loans, no, to expand your operations, pwede rin yun. But again, kahit investments loans yan, business loans yan, you should manage it properly. Again, it could kill you financially, di ba? Kasi loans pa rin yan, may interest pa. So on the other hand, syempre bad debts, no, consumer loans, gadgets, sapatos, so as much as possible, avoid loaning for those things, no? Avoid debts for those things. So, if you could pay them in cash, pay it in cash. Okay? So, di ba, diniscuss natin yung rule of 10 in spending, no? The 10 times rule in spending, budgeting, no? So, tinuturo natin yan. Okay? I hope, guys, may natutunan ka. If you have any tips pa, please comment in the section below. And, of course, share this video. And, thank you and God bless.